It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 131. I'm here with Rylan.
Not in person this time.
Not in person. Does Rylan want to go?
Nope.
Because he's
sleeping. Have you seen my setup now?
Yeah.
It's nice. But before this episode starts, join our Discord. Like always, we tell you this every single episode. I know you guys hear us, but you guys have just refused to join, so
I do.
We're still gonna say it, but even though we know you're not gonna join,
even though we've already gave up pretty much,
but whatever.
All right, so I don't know, I think it's been a couple weeks. We talked about Ryujink shutting down, and apparently Nintendo owns the domain for Ryujinx now, like they do for Yuzu, like when they did Yuzu.
So what I got here is, sadly and perhaps somewhat surprising, Nintendo is now the owner of Ryujinx Emulator, and yet another blow to the emulation community. Nintendo seems to have acquired the domain, associated with, the emulator itself. As Ashton literally just said, Nintendo has killed off two significant Nintendo Switch emulators this year, and, DMCAD, several forks. This means, playing Switch games on anything other than Nintendo Switch is becoming increasingly more difficult, because, they shut down Yuzu and now Ryujinx. Which I can't play either, because for some reason it deleted it off my thing. Like, every single window on my ally, got deleted. Like, but the folder's not there.
The icons, you mean?
Yeah, the icons, but
so
I don't see anything.
Since the icons are deleted, are they, the applications still there? Like, in your...
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Yeah. But the folks at Nintendo Wire, reported that on November 7th, 2024, Nintendo of America was listed as the owner, or was owning Ryujinx.org. This, change seems to be the first spotted by XE Clutch, and this guy shared this on Reddit. I don't get how people get this information. They scour the internet for anything.
Yeah.
Basically.
Pretty much. Oh, nothing
but they're like,
to do.
They're sitting there in their chair.
Like,
probably crap.
I'm gonna go look and
probably
see.
Probably crapping themselves.
Nintendo owned the Ryujinx domain now.
Since they, you know, did, you know, Yuzu. But it says here, you know, this may be strange, but it's likely an attempt to restrict further, you know, distribution attempts. But, you know, the team involved with Ryujinx has been rather quiet regarding the change. Although, you know, there has been speculation that the lead developer may have come to some form of agreement with Nintendo. And it also says here, while this is standard practice for Nintendo, it's unlikely that it will stop the spread of emulators and stuff like that. Because, you know, there's always new emulators coming out. So, even though they got
like three more open up. You know, because they're open source and anybody can grab them and add to them from theirs. So.
And like copy it to a whole new program, etc. You're not going to like stop the emulation. There's
never
probably millions, if you think about it, just out there randomly throughout the internet. So
yeah, you're never going to stop it.
Nah. Yeah, no, you're not. But that is all I have for that.
Right. Microsoft. So we've talked about this a long, long time ago, but so
yeah, this is back in probably what
that was just January. A rumor then, though. So Microsoft has actually talked about their Xbox handheld. That at least shared that they're, you know, going to make it eventually.
Yeah, we just don't know when, obviously.
Yeah, and I don't even think they know when.
They're probably just like, you know, it's going to be here, but we have no idea. So just let you guys know.
Yeah.
But what I got here is, you know, Microsoft gaming boss Phil Spencer has confirmed the company's plan to release an Xbox handheld. I mean, actually, we kind of figured they were making it.
Yeah, we figured, you know, when it was rumored
to come out. Because, you know, the PlayStation Portal, you know, the best console feature ever made. Yeah, how that came out, we kind of figured, you know, there was going to be a handheld Xbox soon enough. But, you know, they plan to release, you know, the Xbox handheld. But stress, it's years away from releasing. In our interview with Bloomberg, Spencer said the expectation is that, you know, we would do something in the handheld gaming devices category. But, you know, such as a device is, you know, a few years out. So, you know, obviously it's going to be probably a few years till, you know, they'll probably release it along with the new actual home console version of an Xbox. I'd say that'd be a good marketing.
Yeah, I mean, if they even make a new Xbox, because I know their ad campaign they're running now is like pretty much anything is an Xbox. So like your phone is a mobile Xbox, your laptop's a Xbox.
I've seen that not too long ago.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to make another console. They might just say you can literally play
stuff.
Xbox on anything with Game Pass and cloud. So just.
Then Game Pass is just going to come to play. Game Pass is going to come like PlayStation soon enough or something like that.
They wanted it on the Switch and Nintendo turned it down. But I'd say maybe, you know, by the time the Switch 2 comes out, that'd be cool if Game Pass was on Switch 2. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to see how all this turns out.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know if they'll come out with another Xbox. I think they'll just sell the Game Pass.
I mean, you never know. You never know.
You can tell though, like the past few years, they just kind of
slowed down.
They're just not even as interested in their console as they are Game Pass and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I haven't plugged up my Xbox in over a year, and I play Xbox games on PC.
It's been since like November, no, not November, like February. my old dinosaur that's down. He's down here. But
my Xboxes are in the closet. You know, I just like Black Ops 6. Yeah. I got on Game Pass to play on PC. You know, I just play everything on PC. Yeah.
And then that I mean, it's cross platform with like Xbox and PlayStation. So
better on PC.
Yeah.
You can get over 60 smooth. Frames.
Yeah, easily.
Because it'd be capped to 60 frames on consoles. So.
Yeah, true. But Michael Spencer, he said they're currently working on prototypes, and you know, considering what it might do with its team developing its vision for a handheld based on what it learns from looking at the market. So they're probably looking like how the Steam Deck is, and how like the Rogue Ally, MSI Claw, and stuff like that is. Probably just looking how those are, kind of made and what type of hardware stuff they have. And then they're going to probably kind of copy a little bit.
Whatever they do, man. They don't need to put no Intel CPU in. Go AMD. Yeah. Go the ROG Ally route, not the MSI Claw. Because the MSI Claw and the ROG Ally, they are very similar. But just the Ally having AMD just makes it perform way better. Have way better performance.
Just AMD is just better, basically. Like Intel is just a copy and paste, basically.
Pretty much every single year.
Just like maybe slightly better. Maybe. But yeah, Intel's basically just copy and paste. But yeah, they're looking for like, handheld based on the market. They're just looking at the market, looking for parts, etc. But it says here, in the short term, Microsoft will focus on improving the Xbox app so it works better with existing handheld gaming devices. Spencer added, long term, I love us building devices, Spencer said, and I think that our team could do some real innovation work, but we want to be informed by learning and what's happening now. It also says here, but Spencer has made no secret, of his desire to enter the handheld console market with Xbox hardware, and practically, confirmed to plan to, IGN back in June, following the Xbox 2024 Game Pass showcase, or the Xbox Games showcase. So he hasn't said, but it's kind of obvious he was thinking of making the handheld from some time now. Since, me and Ashton already figured, definitely going to do it, so.
He says, the future for us in hardware is pretty awesome. The work that the team is doing around different form factors, different ways to play, I'm incredibly excited about. Today was about the games, but we will have time to come out and talk about platform, and we can't wait to bring it to you. When asked if a hypothetical Xbox handheld would be a dedicated gaming platform where you can play games locally, like a Steam Deck or Nintendo Switch, or a cloud-based handheld, Spencer responded, I think being able to play games locally is really important.
So it might be
it tells you that it's not going to be a PlayStation
just portal. It's gonna be like locally you can do
you
whatever
can download the games to the console and play them, not just play it over Wi-Fi or over cloud. It's not gonna be a PlayStation 4 portal, because the PlayStation portal is a stupid idea.
You can only do Wi-Fi, like over Wi-Fi. And you have to be like a certain distance with like on the near the PS5, don't you?
Yeah, within Wi-Fi range.
Yeah, so it's dumb.
I expect the Xbox handheld to be a lot like the ROG Ally, because, it's made by Microsoft, so you would expect it to run Windows.
Yeah.
And Xbox is usually pretty good about design and stuff like that, so it should be pretty comfortable. I'm kind of excited about it, and I'll definitely pick it up when it comes out, whenever it does, like 5 years from now, maybe, but I'll get it.
Yeah. I'll get it eventually, but still, I gotta got a few other things, but I'm thinking about getting like a new PC, which I need to save up for. So,
hopefully, you'll get that before this releases, because they don't haven't even announced when it's going to release.
I should have it by then. Back on. But yeah,
especially with your podcast,
I can't wait
making money now.
Yeah, can't wait for
you listen to the Quicks podcast.
Yeah, you might hear some certain episodes that are on other podcasts.
Yeah, let's just say everybody hears them.
Yeah.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Yeah, there's not much else I have on that.
Right, move on. Black Ops 6 collaborations could include Halo and Doomslayer.
Imagine seeing Master Chief. I mean, he's already in Fortnite. Same with Doomslayer, I'm pretty sure. He's in they're both in Fortnite, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I know Master Chief is. I'm not sure about
Doomslayer. I'm pretty sure Doomslayer is.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
So... I'm not going to be surprised if they come to Call of Duty.
No. Well, I mean, Microsoft owns both Halo and Call of Duty now, so it just makes sense that they would collab.
Yeah. That'd be cool to have a Master Chief skin. I mean, we were talking about how the skins are terrible.
Yeah.
So, that'd be cool. Have a little Master Chief skin. Maybe have some different styles, how Woods has, like, certain styles and stuff like that. And everything. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, it would. I did break down and buy the Battle Pass yesterday because yesterday was the first day of it.
I should bought some.
I bought the Battle Pass for Black Ops 6. And there are some pretty decent skins on it. But big thing is it gave me 19 1-hour double XP coins.
Also, that's how you get the double XP coins.
And it also gave me some, like,
you have a whole minute, half hour, 15 minutes. Whole hours. You have 19 whole hours of just single double XP coins.
Yes. And then that's not including Battle Pass double XP coins or weapon XP coins. That's just 19 1-hour regular double XP coins.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Oh, I bet you there's free ones, right?
No.
But I got here, you know, it says this is just a rumor, but, you know, wouldn't surprise me at all.
No, not at all.
Especially how gaming is now, all the collaborations.
Yeah, and like I said, they own, you know, two of those franchises.
I'm pretty sure Michael Myers is in Call of Duty as well. Warzone. I know Ghostface is. Leatherface is, I think, too.
Maybe. Probably.
But, I don't know. No one. I'm surprised Jason isn't.
He will probably
be. But, probably. Soon enough. But, you know, new rumors suggest that Call of Duty Black Ops 6 is gearing up to, you know, collaborate with some of Xbox's, you know, biggest franchise, including Doom, Gears of War, and Halo. Imagine getting some Gears of War skins with, like, the chainsaw gun. Oh, that'd be cool.
Be cool.
I'm surprised I actually have never added that. Like, a chainsaw gun into Call of Duty.
Yeah, I mean, they probably will. Surprising. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, maybe.
Have it as, just have it as, like, a melee weapon.
Yeah. He doesn't have to shoot, just be a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Imagine just a guy running up to you, sliding or doing some type of 360 gyro moving crap, and just chopping your head off with a chainsaw. That sounds rough. But, you know, Doom, Gears of War, and Halo, it says here these are rumors, and they have not been confirmed by Activision yet. But, you know, the Call of Duty Black Ops 6 publisher, now owned by Xbox parent company Microsoft, means the collaboration could be, you know, likely and everything. So back in, you know, January 2022, Microsoft announced its intent to acquire, you know, Call of Duty publisher for an eye-watering $68.7 billion. It's ridiculous.
A lot of stinking money.
It's a lot of money. But it says here, after numerous setbacks, you know, lawsuits, yeah, 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 you know, they finally got it. And everything, they got it in October of last year. Me and Ashton obviously talked about it. We talked about, and whenever it was really starting to get big, talking about it, like, oh, they might be able to get it, they might not get it, you know.
Yeah, I was hoping they would, and they definitely, yeah. They, I mean, obviously did, because, you know,
the last Game Pass. Day, they got it.
Yeah, and then even after it went through, the FTC was still trying to fight them and sue them and crap, and just...
They were not giving up.
No, they weren't. Man, we talked about how many times they tried to find something on Microsoft.
But, you know, they brought franchises in, you know, October, like Crash Bandicoot, Diablo, Spyro, The Dragon, Candy Crush, and Call of Duty. And, you know, many more, but who doesn't want to play Candy Crush? That's the biggest game on there, is Candy Crush.
I haven't.
Screw Spyro.
I played Candy Crush, but it was a long time ago.
I haven't played Candy Crush.
It's really just not for me.
It's just, all it is just a little puzzle type game. It's not, I don't get how I used to play it.
And there's so many knockoffs to it too, so like.
I know, there's like a...
Toon Blast and different ones.
There's a whole bunch of different ones. There's like this Royal something one. Has like a king.
Mm-hmm.
As you've probably seen the ads of that one.
Yeah.
There's just a whole bunch of them. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
But... Yeah, so yeah. But... That's just, you know, some of the games that could just... Franchise that came, you know, with the deal. Here, you know, after the deal was finalized, it only a matter of time before numerous Activision games began making their way onto the Game Pass, and now it looks like collaborations are next on the studio's list. Still waiting for Black Ops 2.
That would be cool. Obviously, they don't want to release it right after Black Ops 6, though.
Yeah, I'd say they release it around next year, sometime. Or maybe a year before that. Who knows, you know. Yeah. They haven't had the deal for that long. Well, actually, yeah, they have. Back on. I keep forgetting. It's not like January. Time's flying this month.
Not January. It's almost December.
I know.
Almost a year behind.
I know. This year's flew by.
Oh, yeah, quick. It has.
But, you know... Call of Duty leaks, major collaborations, Black Ops 6, according to various data miners and entries insiders on COD Warzone, including all that COD Warfare. These are just insiders. And Von Sleep Hog and Shapeshell Nick. Some weird names. But major characters, you know, for a variety of Xbox franchises, are coming this year. Call of Duty title has been reported. Likes of Doomslayer, Master Chief, Marcus Fenix from, you know, Gears of War. We're all set to debut in 2023's Modern Warfare 3, but for, you know, unknown reasons, the collaboration was pushed back. But now arriving at Black Ops 6, you know, it's possible that we're going to get those new operators and skins. So.
I'd wear Master Chief. Again on
that'd be cool. 6. Yeah, who would? Maybe Doom Slayer too.
Doom, that would be cool.
I haven't seen that come at you in New Camp. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't played, have you? They, you remember that sandbox-looking Nuketown map that you were talking about? It's in the update.
Is it? I know, I'm pretty sure it was in the game, just was like a separate game mode. So you had to like switch to one of the... Because it was one of the smaller maps, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, it's pretty small, but it's... instead of Nuketown 24/7, now it's... It's called Radioactive 24/7. It has Nuketown and then that Nuketown sandbox map.
They should have done both just in separate too.
Well, the way they do it now is, say, instead of voting for domination or hardpoint, you have one set mode. So like say it's domination, but you either choose Nuketown or the other map.
Oh, that's cool. I want to try out the nether map, but I got to update my... The first,
like,
but yeah,
3 hours ago,
and I forgot. But you know, it says here, like, you know, Call of Duty's done a whole bunch of collaborations with The Boys. Like, that's like a, I haven't watched it, but you know, like Homelander, whatever.
Yeah, never.
Snoop Dogg, Nicki Minaj, Tomb Raider, and many more.
Nicki Minaj, Snoop Dogg, man. His black cell skin, it was cool. Like, it was an actual dog. Like, it was cool.
Yeah. That's in Fortnite now.
Is it?
He's in... There's a thing in Fortnite. It's like an emote. You know how, like, some of those emotes, like, transform your skin? His head turns into a dog. It's fun. But, yeah. So, you know, Halo, Doom, Gears of War. You know. Could be coming, and many more, a whole bunch of different collaborations could be coming to Black Ops 6 and everything like that in the near future. I'd say, who knows, maybe in December or so.
We'll keep you guys posted. You know? That's what we do.
That's our job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I have for that.
All right. Well, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube, accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our podcast, Discord, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everything. Buy our merch on TeePublic. Roland, do you have anything?
No. Just, you know, thank you guys for listening. Thank you all for all the support and everything like that. Follow our socials. Get some merch if you want to. That's it. Right. Also, join our Discord. Yeah.
They won't.
Nah.
Remember, they don't have any ears.
Well, that sound language you got on the YouTube videos that we don't post.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. We appreciate you guys.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential, and the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch Giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money at Menards.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.